Hello, and welcome back to Crescent Moon Kids podcast, where we discuss all things parenting. Today, I woke up thinking about a mantra that we have at my school. As some of you know, I'm an educator, and it feels like we repeat this mantra over and over and over and over. Sometimes it's effective, but sometimes it's simply to no avail. So I started thinking about a way to help parents understand how incredibly important the subject is, and that you may be wondering, what is the subject? Well, I'm about to tell you. It's a really simple subject, actually. I was thinking about how we insist a child carry their own belongings. Really simple. Whether it's a two-year-old carrying his own bag of diapers to daycare, or maybe it's a four-year-old carrying her own lunchbox and thermos bottle to preschool. Maybe it's an eight-year-old who's trying to carry his backpack into the school building. Or maybe you have a teenager who needs to carry her own softball bag loaded down with cleats, bats, a ball glove, her uniform, and all of the gear. It's essential that we, as parents and caregivers, encourage our kids to carry their own things. So why do we make such a big deal out of it? It's just a simple act. It doesn't seem to be that major of an ordeal or a life issue. It seems innocent enough. It's at the end of the day. Your child is tired, grumpy, possibly hungry. Maybe they need some emotional support. It's just a lunchbox or a backpack. Sometimes it is hard to carry and it's heavy. It's a whole lot easier for our adult selves to pick it up physically, including mental and emotional, and carry it to the car. Or maybe it's been a rough morning and everyone's sleepy, irritable, overwhelmed, just to be able to get to the car and leave on time without a meltdown or a crisis. It's a whole lot easier if we just carry the things to the car. We think we're being kind and loving and helpful. We also may think our child's not yet old enough or mature enough to carry her things all at once, especially if she's tired, especially if the backpack is heavy with books or the lunchbox has an extra heavy ice pack in it, or whatever the case may be. But here's the reality. When we take away the responsibility for keeping track of her belongings, or if we take away the physical responsibility and the physical act of carrying the bags, a child will begin to internalize the message that he or she is not really capable. They also can begin to believe that there is always going to be someone there to do those hard things for them. As they are young and we expect them to carry a weight-appropriate lunchbox, when they get older and stronger, they will be able to carry the necessary backpack or the suitcase to school or to a friend's house. And then as they get even older and are ready to leave home for college, possibly, or the big wide world of living on their own, they'll be able to endure the heavy lifting of independence, both physically and emotionally. A child's ability needs to grow with their age, size, and life circumstances. As soon as they can walk upright, children have a need to carry things. So try to think back to a time when you observed a toddler. Most likely, she had something in her hand. He was beginning to incorporate the importance of the use of the hands. She was connecting the movement of her hands and her arms to her developing brain. And there's a lot of research on this now. A very young child will try to carry heavy things. It's in their nature. They want to pick up anything they see. They want to try to hold it. They want to try to carry it to a different place. And in this process, at first, they may fail. But if you really think back and you notice, maybe you'd have a toddler in your life right now, how they will try to carry it again and again and again. They will keep trying. And if we as parents really encourage their ability and their trying to repeat it over and over, they will be able then to continue that process. So we want to say to them, You can do it. I believe you can. I know you're strong. Your muscles have been practicing for this. And this is something that maybe a toddler is not going to understand fully. And yet, once they get older, they will understand the words. So we are really focused on helping them to understand their potential. So as we see them trying over and over again, the really important job that we have is to just stay near them and be that emotional support, but not to swoop in and try to take over and do things for them. So our children then will grow up with an incremental belief in their strengths, in their fortitude, their persistence, and mostly in their belief that they can do anything they set their mind to do. But if we continue to take the coat or the bag or the lunchbox and carry it for him, a child will never feel the actual weight of that object with his developing muscles. He won't gain the strength or the coordination he needs to carry the next bigger thing at the next developmental stage. And before you know it, she's off to college, struggling to carry her dirty laundry basket to the laundry room. She's not comfortable with all the books weighing down her backpack. Or he doesn't see the need for picking up his coat off the floor and hanging it up so his roommate can navigate the apartment as well and have his space too. Because they never got to practice the actual skill of carrying something heavy, nor did they develop the sense of responsibility for keeping track of their things. Now, children love to be challenged. And if you really think back to a time when maybe you offered a fun challenge to a child, their face lights up. And especially if we do make it a game, they will often be all over it and be ready and anxious and waiting. They were born for this. Their bodies are designed to grow and develop so that they can incorporate age-related activities and responsibilities. When they master holding their winter coat, their lunchbox, and their small overnight bag while heading to grandma's house, as they grow older, they'll be ready to help carry in the groceries or pick up the delivery box on the front porch. And then they'll feel a sense of power and accomplishment and inclusivity as they participate in the family. And as a side note, chances are those groceries are mainly for them, and what's in the box was probably ordered for them as well. When we entice and encourage and really believe in them and let them know that we believe in them, they will build confidence and stamina. But if we continue to perform those necessary daily rituals that a child could and should be doing for herself, we are basically taking away her power of potential. If she never gets to try or is not encouraged along the way, she will really begin to form an altered state of reality. He will learn to doubt himself. She'll never grow in confidence and hope. He'll learn to become dependent on others and actually create unhealthy expectations of those around him, and really then leading to some really dysfunctional relationships. So our job as parents and caregivers to our growing children is to pay attention to their cues. Notice what their needs are. Notice what is challenging to them. And then we can meet them where they are. When we encourage our toddler to carry a bucket filled with an inch of water, we are sending a message. We're telling her we believe in her potential, even before she believes it herself. And when we insist that our preschooler carry her own lunchbox and thermos, we raise up a vote of confidence in her strengths and abilities. When we encourage our older kids in the putting away of their own laundry, we let them know they have untapped potential. When our preteen carries his backpack and his baseball bag, we can remind him that he's been carrying his own bat and ball since he was a toddler. Most of us who unwittingly take the bag or pick up the shoes or carry the laundry basket believe we are attending to the needs of our kids. But again, what they really need is for you to encourage them to get their own lunchbox and come along to the car. They need constant reminders pick up your shoes, put them away, all those kinds of things. And that does get old and it does get frustrating. But when we help them in that process, then it really helps to fulfill that need that they have for order and for being able to be responsible for themselves. And they need to hear that the clothes that they wear are their responsibility, even if the laundry basket is overflowing and super heavy, or that the lunchbox that they are trying to carry has the food that they are going to eat, and things like that. If we truly do love our kids, which of course we all do, then we will understand their true need and respond accordingly. And now, as a continuing thought to the title of this article, not only is there a physical component to carrying their own belongings, there is also, as you probably can sort of intuit now from the things I've said, there's a profound symbolism in the act of carrying, holding, dropping, and picking up again, and learning to move with grace as our children traverse the world of transporting heavy things. And I tell kids all the time, you can do hard things. And I believe it. I truly believe it. I know that they're capable. They can do so much if we simply encourage them, if we prompt them and we entice them, and then we have to get out of the way so that they can get on with the task ahead. We cannot hover. We cannot for one moment infer or give the message that we don't trust that they can do it, because then they won't believe in themselves either. Dr. Montessori, who is one of my mentors, once said, the hand is an instrument of the mind. And when the child's hands and their arms and legs and body and mind and spirit all work in tandem, they become free. And then their will is a will of freedom rather than of trying to control. Though it seems the lifting and carrying and the responsibility for these challenging bits of life would weigh a child down, those actions paradoxically serve to create a deep sense of accomplishment and pride. Then a child is free to dream, to create, to build, to climb, to grow. So from our expectations of them and with our encouragement, children learn to know themselves deeply and with conviction. And then they will be able to set off into the world as creators, artists, inventors, designers, teachers, builders, helpers, healers, and so much more. So think about what you are faced with in your life right now. What are you possibly, quote, carrying? And how are you managing the, quote, weight of it? Most likely, if you're dealing pretty well with whatever it is, you had someone walk alongside you as a child while you carried your heavy things. If it feels a bit harder to cope with life's offerings right now, possibly as an adult always took those heavy, hard-to-carry things like your lunchbox or your school bag from you, thinking they were helping you when you were a child. And this is all not a tried and true and absolute statement, but there is a lot of understanding around this now, and the symbolism is very potent. So there is really not a definite way of becoming an adult. There's not a tried and true method for creating a successful person, helping your child to grow up successfully. What we do know is that encouraging your child to be responsible for his things, to carry his own belongings, to put away his own things, to do those things that, again, are sometimes hard, we will definitely give him a can-do attitude. And that will help guide his emotional and social and spiritual, mental and physical development. If you walk alongside your daughter and enjoy a pleasant conversation about something you both love while she's carrying something heavy or maybe something that is hard for her, she will gain a visceral connection with her own positive attitude and joy. And your son will begin to know that he can do hard things because you supported him every step of the way. If you also do something in that same vein where you're really giving him some positive attention as he's doing something hard. I want to encourage all of you to give it a try. You'll be showing your child the stars. Thanks for listening. Until next time.